thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
As a busy mother of three living on a tight budget, the Walmart near my house is the most convenient and affordable option for my grocery shopping. The staff there is generally very nice and helpful, and I've never had any problems there, except for a few quality issues with meat and produce. Unfortunately, I've had to take a break from shopping there. I hope I can go back soon, but only time will tell. I had an encounter at Walmart that destroyed the feeling of security I used to have there. It started out like a normal shopping trip, which I do about once a week. As usual, while I was grabbing a cart, I said hello to the greeter, and we had a brief conversation. Since I go there so regularly, he recognizes me every time. He's a sweet old man, but other than that, we were both just going about our business. That day, however, I noticed something strange over his shoulder. Or rather, someone. In the open seating area of the subway at the front of the store, I saw a man staring at us, eating a sandwich while he sat facing the entrance. Even at a glance, I could tell something was weird about him. The greeter asked me if something was wrong, but I said I was fine and moved on. I thought it would be better to just get out of his eyesight and let him look at all the other people entering and exiting the store. I started my process of getting groceries, which after all these years of doing it every week, I've got it down to a system that keeps me from doing any backtracking and discourages me from getting lost in the areas where I might be tempted to buy things I don't need. For a while, I didn't notice anything obviously out of the ordinary, but at several instances, I did get the feeling I was being watched. I kept looking over my shoulder, but I never saw anyone looking at me. Still, I was getting pretty on edge, so I hurried up to get out of the store faster. The last thing I needed to get were some pellets for my son's pellet rifle. While I was looking for the right kind of pellets, with one glance to the side, my suspicions were confirmed. At the end of the sporting goods aisle, a man was standing perfectly still and staring directly at me. It was the same man that stared me down from the subway. Upon this closer look, it was even more obvious that there was something wrong with him. His clothes were filthy, and he had this terrifying look in his eyes. I immediately turned the other way and headed for checkout. Every time I looked behind me, he was still following me. I got in line and was lucky enough to basically get right up to the cashier. The man following me grabbed a drink from a cooler and got in line to check out with the register next to me. Unsurprisingly, he got done before me and waited in the subway. When I was finished, I tried telling the cashier about him so they could maybe get the manager to do something about him. But they basically shooed me away so they could work through the line that had developed behind me. So instead, as I was leaving the store, I talked to the greeter. I pointed the stalker out and asked him to stall him for as long as he could. Then, I hurried out of the store to where my car was parked in the lot. I packed my groceries into the trunk as quickly as I could, but I wasn't fast enough. The stalker came running up to me and cornered me into the trunk of my car, where he began harassing me.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I needed to tell you how beautiful you are.
Thanks, but I'm married. Please, go away.
Oh no, no way. Not before I see if your feet are as beautiful as the rest of you.
What? No! Stay away from me!
Come on, just let me get a quick pic of your feet, that's all.
What? No! Stay away from me! Ew! You're not getting any pictures of me, you sick pervert!
Stop being such a prude! All you gotta do is take off your shoes!
Hell no! Somebody help me!
Fine, I'll do it for you!
That's when he tried to rip off my shoes. I tried to kick him away, but every time my shoe connected with his face, he seemed to enjoy it, making me much more crazed. For some reason, nobody in the parking lot came over to do anything about my screaming. It wasn't that hard for my shoes to come off, and then my socks. Once I was barefoot, the creep took out his phone and took a picture of my feet. I thought it would be over then. At that point, I let him get that far out of a mixture of shock and fear. But then, he took it even further. He grabbed my foot and lifted it up to his nose. He took a deep whiff, but it didn't even end there.
Oh, yeah. Your feet smell so good, lady. Let me get a taste, too.
As soon as his tongue touched my toe, my other foot acted out of pure instinct and kicked him square in the eye. He released me and fell back onto the ground. He looked up at me with surprise and a bit of fear. I guess at that moment he decided he had enough, because he got up and ran off. Only after the threat had passed did someone come up and offer help, and it turned out to be the greeter. Apparently, after stalling the creep for just a second, the poor old man got shoved to the ground as the creep ran out to catch up to me. Thankfully, he wasn't hurt. But at his age, a fall like that could have been serious. We called the police and I reported what happened. When the Walmart manager reviewed the store security footage per police request, they were able to confirm that the creep had been stalking me all over the store. It's for that reason I don't know if I could ever go back to Walmart. I certainly miss the prices and the convenience. But I'll never forget what I experienced in that parking lot. According to Reddit user u/suavecore, an apparent Walmart employee responding to a thread in the Walmart subreddit, the craziest thing that ever happened in their store happened about a year ago in 2023. The stalking of a woman in her mid-40s by a man in his early 20s originated inside the store. The stalker was seen on security footage following the woman around the store and waiting for her in the subway while she checked out. As she left the store, she was followed to her car. According to what the woman told the police, the man told her that she was beautiful and talked with her for a few seconds before suddenly ripping her shoes off and smelling her feet, while the woman held onto the car in shock. Shortly after, he fled to his car and drove away. The Reddit user alluded to the fact that the man lives a few hours away in the same state, which would imply that he has been identified. But unfortunately, there's no information about whether or not he's been arrested and charged for the incident. I've been shopping at Walmart for 25 years, and I never experienced anything crazy there before. That was until last week. I think if this happened to anyone without the sort of training I got from the military, it could have ended much worse. At the beginning of spring, when the temperature started going back up, this guy in front of my local Walmart started selling water bottles out of a cooler for a dollar. I saw him outside the entrance every time I went shopping for a few months. I could never tell if he was homeless or not, but I always assumed he was. It never bothered me since I don't work at Walmart and I don't have any reason to care. But I never bought anything from him. I know it's going to be hot outside when I leave the house. I bring water with me. Simple as that. When I went shopping last week, he was there, just like usual. He seemed a little agitated that day and was being pushier than usual. As I walked up to the door, he singled me out and stepped out in front of me, trying to get me to buy water. I refused and tried to walk around him, but he continued to block me from entering the store, and he became even more aggressive with his tactics.
Come on, you're telling me a big husky boy like you isn't thirsty in this heat? Buy a water, man, it's ice cold. And you think insulting me is going to work? Back off, I'm not buying. What's your problem, man? I'm trying to help you out and you're yelling in my face? Just ask someone else, dude. I'm done with this.
Eventually, I walked past him and got into the store. But he followed me inside, continuing to shout at me to buy a bottle of water. An employee at the front of the store quickly confronted him. They argued for a moment. But eventually, the man finally let it go and left. I had a long grocery list, as I usually do, so I wanted to get through it. My first item on the list was canned food. The aisle wasn't far from the entrance, and it didn't take me long to get there. I stopped my cart and reached down to grab the green beans in the lower shelf. When all of a sudden, someone hit me in the back of the head. I was completely caught off guard. By the time I could even turn around, I had already been hit several times. The attacker hit me right in my eyes. I was so disoriented that I couldn't even tell how many people there were, or who they were. It felt like I was being jumped by three or four people. I tried to step back and make space, but they stayed right on me the whole time. I finally put up my defenses and got my first good look at my attacker. It was that same man from before. He kept punching me in the face. I pushed him back, only for him to rush forward and grab me by the arm and keep hitting me. I fought back by punching him in the chin several times, but somehow he was unfazed. I couldn't escape his hold on me, so I reached into my pocket for my knife. I pulled it out and put it to his throat, demanding he let me go. He grabbed it instead. We fought over the knife, trading blows with our other hands. When both of our hands were grabbing at the handle, he resorted to kicking me in the groin. Due to the shock of the pain, my focus on the knife slipped for a moment, and that's when he grabbed it. I staggered back, trying to make space. The attacker paused, smirking with success. For a moment, time slowed to a crawl. The threat to my life had just been severely intensified. I got my bearings on my surroundings, noticing for the first time that we were actually surrounded by a crowd of people. But instead of doing anything to help me, they had taken out their phones and were filming. I had no time to feel injustice, though. The attacker lunged at me, thrusting the knife through the air. Just then, an old muscle memory came back to me. A piece of CQC training from boot camp when I was 18 years old. 25 years later, I used it for the first time in a real-life scenario. I quickly blocked the rushing attack and disarmed the man as he tried to stab me, grabbing a hold of it myself. My muscle memory also led me to stab the man twice without even thinking about it. Luckily, I only hit his arms. He shouted in pain and tripped over himself, collapsing to the ground. I stood there in a queasy state, wondering if he was going to get up and come at me, wondering if I would have to stab him again. Thankfully, when he got to his feet, he turned around and ran right out of the store. Nobody tried to stop him, and I didn't go after him. I was pretty shaken up, both by the attack itself and with what I had proven myself to be capable of so automatically. Some people finally came up to me, and after talking with them for a while, I felt mostly normal again. A bit later, the police showed up, as well as a news crew. I gave my statements to the police and then figured I should agree to do an interview with the reporters while the memory was fresh. This wasn't the way I envisioned I'd be on the news if I ever did. One of the strangest things to me is that after everything, at the end of the day, I still needed to get groceries. When I returned to shopping, I had to go back to the exact same spot where it happened, right in front of the can of green beans. As I reached down to grab them, I had a flashback to the fight. At the time, I didn't realize he was saying anything, but suddenly I remembered him screaming about something. It was the reason why he was attacking me. His cooler full of water had been stolen while he was in the store with me, and somehow he blamed me for it. He was trying to punch my teeth in for stealing his cooler. I really don't understand this world. On June 14th, 2024, a man named Lonnie Blanzett was attacked while shopping at Walmart in Shreve City, Louisiana. Blanzett gave a detailed account of the ensuing battle to local news reporters, in which he describes being absolutely surprised by the attack. As he struggled to make sense of what was going on and defend himself, the Blanzett turned to two weapons on his person. We chose not to depict the struggle over the first weapon here on YouTube, but it follows the same line of events as the second. The attacker was able to take the knife out of Blanzett's hands, but luckily he was able to regain possession of it. At which point, he stabbed his attacker twice. The attacker then fled the store. Blanzett remarked that there were onlookers filming him fighting for his life, instead of doing anything to help him. Despite this, no footage of the fight was able to be found. Apparently, that's just the sort of thing people like to keep in their camera roll and look back on every once in a while. 4 years ago, I was a regular shopper at Walmart. In March of 2020, when the virus was starting to get out of control, and everyone was worried about it becoming a full-blown apocalypse, I decided it was a good time to stock up on supplies. I put on my mask and walked into Walmart with a couple $100 to spare, and I was immediately caught off guard by the pandemonium I had just stepped into. Don't get me wrong, trips to Walmart in daytime have never been relaxing, but I never seen so much desperation and panic before. People were scurrying around like rats, loading up on huge amounts of everything they could get their hands on. And ironically, the store was packed, but only half of the people in there were wearing masks. Taking one of the last remaining carts, I started combing through the aisles and picking up everything on my list. I couldn't afford to get heaps of stuff, so I spread out my budget to the bare necessities. Batteries, shelf-stable food, water, that sort of thing. And yes, I was only able to get a single small pack of one-ply toilet paper because that was all that was left. Aside from the general atmosphere of the store being in historical turmoil, there was one other unusual event I clearly remember. I was in the canned foods aisle. Naturally, there were quite a few other people in there. Everybody was in their own world, grabbing what they could with tunnel vision. However, one guy was out of place. He didn't have a cart or a mask. He wasn't even carrying anything. But he was standing at the end of the aisle, just a few feet from me. As I picked up a can of beans, I saw him smile like a creep out of the corner of my eye. I glanced over and he looked away. And then he walked off, quietly laughing. At the time, I figured he was just some nut job in denial of the whole situation, getting some kick out of watching everyone scramble for resources. Maybe he was amused by me in particular, wearing a mask meant for a doctor while I grasped intently for the cheapest can of beans in Walmart. I even laughed at myself a little bit too. There was something morbidly entertaining about those times. Acknowledging that helped me get through it all. Regardless, I quickly forgot about him and went about my business. I finished up my shopping and went home. I put all my stuff away and then sat down on the couch. Foolishly, I forgot to wash my hands until a few minutes later. But by then, I was pretty sure I already touched my face. Oh well, I thought. The next day, I was sicker than I'd ever been in my life. I didn't need a test to know what I had. That disease felt unlike any sickness I had ever experienced. Within hours, I was too weak to walk. I was overcome with fever and chills. By nightfall, I was coughing horribly. When I wasn't coughing, I was trying to breathe with what felt like a bowling ball on my chest. The next morning, after a fitful sleep, I began vomiting. I threw up everything I had in my stomach. Then I dry heaved until it was time to turn around and dump everything out the other end too. I struggled to keep down a sip of water, much less a bite of food. Luckily, I didn't live alone, but it wasn't like I had a loving wife to take care of me. I had a roommate on the other side of my apartment. We quarantined ourselves to our respective rooms, but it didn't stop him from catching it too. For some reason, however, the strange nature of the disease meant that his case was far less severe. He described it as a mild flu, which he was able to recover from in just a few days. I, on the other hand, was bedridden for a week. My roommate helped me with a few things. Mostly just checking in on me periodically to make sure I didn't need to go to the hospital. Eventually, I did start to feel better. My fever was gone and I could eat again, albeit slowly. It seemed like my body had defeated the virus. Unfortunately, it took another week for my body to fully recover from the damage that had been done. 15 days after contracting the virus, I finally felt back to my old self. I waited another week before going out as recommended. But that was easy to do because of everything I had bought before getting sick. Although, after about another week, I needed to go out and get a few things. Once again, I put on my mask and headed over to Walmart. I didn't need to stock up on as much as I did last time, so it was a much shorter trip. Also, by then, the lockdown was in full effect, so barely anyone was in the store. I'd run out of all my canned foods, so that was one of the things I needed. I didn't expect to see anyone when I entered the canned food aisle, but I never would have guessed in a million years what I saw in that moment. The same man who I caught staring at me 3 weeks prior was standing right where I stood in that interaction. He was holding a can of beans up to his mouth, licking it all over. I stopped and stared in shock, watching in absolute disbelief. This wasn't just some little lick. It was a full-on makeout session, a showcase in canned cunnilingus. This persisted for several torturous seconds before the creep finally noticed me.
What? Are you afraid of a little cold?
You disgusting freak!
overcome with rage, I grabbed a can and chucked it at his face. It nailed him in the side of his head as he tried to block it. Then I grabbed another can, and that sent him running. I didn't chase after him. Obviously, I didn't want to be anywhere near him. Nobody had been around for the interaction, but I reported him to the management. After reviewing the security footage, they said they'd look into it. But then, they banned me for assaulting a customer and damaging merchandise. Needless to say, I haven't shopped at Walmart since. Later, I found out that that sicko had been licking items in Walmart for weeks. Somehow, nobody in the store noticed. What's more, he was actively posting himself in the act on social media. It apparently took dozens of reports to police to get them to arrest him. But eventually, they finally did. I can't say 100% that he's the reason I got so sick. On March 11, 2020, a 26-year-old man in Missouri named Cody Lee Feister posted a video of himself licking deodorants in Walmart, poking fun at anyone who would be concerned about the potential consequences. Weeks later, after numerous calls from local residents, and even calls from the other side of the world, police finally arrested Feister. One has to wonder how many other items he may have contaminated off camera, and by extension, just how many people could have fallen ill due to his actions. It is unknown if Feister tested positive for the virus at the time, but it doesn't make him any less disgusting.